Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Okay, last and final try.
Okay, this is take three, guys.
Let's do this. Okay. We have to talk about when we're on FaceTime, then we get on the podcast, and we're like, so what's y'all doing?
So, yeah.
What's y'all doing?
How y'all doing? Basically, this is take three because we keep recording and then we just can't hear each other suddenly.
Because we do live 3 hours away and we cannot, and even if we didn't, social distancing. So
it's super unfortunate, but we are making it work, maybe.
And of course, quarantine has to happen right when we had plans to see each other. Ugh.
Yeah, we were so literally upset. We have not seen each other since November.
Like, people are complaining about not being in school for a month. One, I do online school. Two, I haven't seen my friends since November.
It has been 5 months. We were supposed to see each other the day at a Billy concert, and it got canceled.
A baby can be born in that amount of time.
Yeah. No.
Wait.
No.
No.
Good try, though.
Okay, anyways, so we're going to ignore that I said that. We're going to ignore the fact that I'm dumb. And just move on. Most of the things I say, you can just ignore.
Yeah. Haley, yeah. Irrelevant. No, irrelevant.
Okay, yeah. So basically, trying to prepare for Hot Girl Summer while in quarantine, doing Chloe Ting workouts.
Yes.
I almost threw up because I didn't eat before.
And I did throw up because I didn't eat before.
Yeah. So I still need to finish my workout because I have eaten now. My mother also wants me to make another loaf of banana bread. How many?
My mom has been telling me I'm not allowed to make banana bread anymore. That's unfair.
I have made so many loaves of banana bread.
Okay,
just
I'll
in
just
a single month.
I'll make one and I'll send it to you because my mom's like, no more sweets in the house. And I'm like, what am I supposed to do all day then?
Like, exactly. Like, all we can do is bake, so. Like,
baking is basically all I've been doing in quarantine. I made a Harry Styles cake the other day.
Yes, you did.
It was really pretty. It was also, like, midnight when I made it, but
yeah,
it was worth it.
It was actually 10, so don't get your...
But it took me 2 hours to make it. By the time I finished, it was freaking 11:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, we were on FaceTime for 2 hours?
It was a long time, yeah.
Seriously?
Uh-huh.
I did not know that we were on FaceTime that long. I also made a cake that day after because I got inspired by Miss Juice.
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin made it with me. It was a unicorn sparkle cake with strawberry flavor, just so you know. And it also, I wrote quarantine sucks on it because I wanted to be a VSCO girl. And I spelled quarantine wrong.
And so, she put it on her main story.
I deleted it after. Don't worry.
Because I swiped up. I said, that's supposed to be an A, not an E, but good try.
So I deleted that before any of the locals saw it. But also, no one can spell. Like, no, you're the only one that caught it. So
I'm just the only one bold enough to tell you that you spelled wrong.
True. Yeah. That was a little bit embarrassing. My dad then posted it on Facebook and said homeschooling is going well.
I love Sean. Love him.
He's a mess. He's not doing well in quarantine. He needs to leave the house.
So. My dad's going crazy also. So maybe they can FaceTime or something.
Oh my gosh, that would be so good. And give each other company.
My dad actually decided that he's going to redo our entire backyard. And by that, I mean he's forcing me to redo the entire backyard.
Oh,
so I'm building a deck. Nice. I had to rip up the old deck with my brothers. And
I thought you were about to say with my bear hanging.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
And so we ripped up the old deck and ordered new boards. We also ordered a new fire pit. We are just going all in with the new backyard.
You really want the Velker backyard to be really good. What are you doing? Can you leave? Ty Dog just walked in.
Ty Dog.
Headset on. He has now left. It's Miss Juice. We're making a podcast. Okay.
Guys, I'm Miss Juice. They call me Juice, by the way, if you're confused. My name is Juice.
Yes. They can't hear you. I'm talking into a microphone.
No, I actually could hear.
Oh, you could?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. He said hello to... I don't know. No one's going to listen to us. Whoever's listening.
Actually, I checked our analytics. We have 32 plays on the...
Are you kidding?
And also 27 followers.
What the heck?
Which is unfortunate because we have to literally delete that thing and like start over because Spotify was like, no, not for you.
Is it because you posted something on your private? I didn't think you had that many loyal followers.
I've only got... it had like... 20 views on my story. It was on my Finsta, so not a lot of people saw it, but
that is still a lot. Holy moly. Yeah. That's fun.
But we have to
I told anyone about it.
Ooh, we also have to do new cover art thing.
Yes, because we have to change the name because I guess Coffee Talk is, well, one, it's unoriginal. It was the only thing we could come up with.
Uh-huh.
But I guess it's copyrighted. We kind of figured that, but we also cannot come up with a good name. So if there are actually people listening to this and we don't come up with a name, can you
tweet us names, please?
Tweet us names at our podcast account on Twitter.
It's Coffee Talk PC Podcast on Twitter.
Yes. We'll probably have to change that eventually, but for right now, it is Coffee Talk PC.
Yes.
So yeah, that's our dilemma with this whole thing. We cannot pick out a name.
Yeah. It's because we're unoriginal.
Exactly. We have no imagination, no thoughts, head empty.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what else have you been doing in quarantine to keep you a little bit not insane?
Well, I've been doing a lot of online shopping. Way too much, considering my bank account.
Yeah, you have like $3.
Actually, I have $6 now.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That's a step
up. Yeah, Frankie paid me to do her vocab homework. So
okay. Makes sense, yeah. The thing is, I'm smarter than you. I put things in my shopping cart. I leave them there. Then I forget about it. So when I go to order them, they're all out of stock. So.
Oh, nice. Oh my gosh. Guess what I just ordered?
What?
Well, since my birthday present was Niall Horan tickets, and that got canceled. So can't go. We got refund on the tickets. That means I get a new birthday present.
Yes.
So I ordered a skateboard deck and adhesive
skater girl.
Yes, skater girl. And adhesive mirror strips. And I'm literally gonna make a skateboard mirror. It's gonna be so cool. And you guys are gonna be like, wow, that was really cool when I'm done.
That would you were just gonna say that. Wow, that was really cool.
Yep.
Like word for word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, I'm also redoing my room while in quarantine. I painted my walls, got new bedding. Now Beth and I are trying to organize the walls. I'm trying to do like one of those like TikTok wall things with like pictures, you know. And we also got a tapestry from Urban.
Wow, quirky.
I'm quirky like that, you know. I put it up. I don't really like it, so I think I'm gonna return it. Because I'm indecisive and I don't like anything. So
well, I ordered 110 prints.
Yes.
For $6. That's it. Just $6.
Wait, where from? I need to was that Walgreens or
no. So I got 10 free ones, like including shipping, like completely free from Free Photos.
Okay, you're going to have to send me this link.
Yeah, I'll send you the link when it's over. And then I ordered 100. The prints themselves were free, I think. And then I think I had to use a code or something. I don't remember. Yeah, I did. I used a code for 100 free prints, and then shipping was $6.
Oh, okay.
So that's like, I feel like if it was $6 for the pictures and free shippings, I wouldn't have done it. But since it's the free pictures plus $6 shipping, I feel because it just evens out somehow.
Your brain is stupid and you don't know how to do money management. That's the that's the main problem with that.
Yeah.
But still, props for you for only having to pay $6 for that. That's good.
Yeah.
My mom, I'm trying to print out pictures of, like, Timmy, like, Madison Beer, like, Billy, Gaga off my wall. And then, like, intermingle, like, posters in there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
See, I wanted to do that, and then, well, I think I'm still going to, but I saved them all to my Pinterest, and I'm like, Mom, these are the ones I want printed out. And she's like, I don't know these people. And I'm like, that.
Like, okay, and?
Like, okay, like, I do. So, she is a Timmy fan, though. I can appreciate that.
That's good.
So, we love Timmy. Except for my dad. Actually, no. My dad loves Timmy. I made him watch Beautiful Boy, obviously. My brother, I don't know his stance on Timmy. He's probably jealous, like most boys on TikTok right now. But they just can't compare.
They can't literally compare. My dad watched the movie The King with Timmy, obviously. It's a great movie. I didn't even finish it. I just watched all the good parts.
I just watched all the parts with Timmy in it.
Yeah, but that was, like, most of the movie. So I watched the movie's, like, 2.5 hours, I think. I watched probably 1.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, basically, the reason I'm saying this is because my dad had to explain to me what was going on because I kept getting really confused because I know nothing about history or how wars work at all or anything, and that's what the movie was about.
Same.
And then he was like, oh, the king, that's Timothy Chalamet. I bet you'd love that guy. And I'm like, funny story, Dad. Really funny story.
Funny you say that.
Yeah, I do have a shrine to him in my closet. I'm kidding. Am I kidding?
No,
maybe.
Not.
I don't know.
So, yeah. But I've started my Timmy movie marathon. First movie was Miss Stevens. I heard bad things about it, but I actually thought it was pretty good. It kind of made me uncomfortable because I kept thinking he was going to have, like, an affair with his teacher. Yeah, but that part made me uncomfortable, but, like, overall, he didn't end up having an affair with his teacher. So, spoiler alert, just to make you a little bit more comfortable when you watch it. But his acting is just so good, even in, like, 2016. Then I watched Hot Summer Nights. Was actually really boring. He just looked really good in that
so
movie.
So had to watch it, obviously.
That's all I focused on. So yeah, I watched that one, and we will continue tonight.
Well, the next thing that I wrote down on this list when I was trying to come up with topics for the podcast is Q&A type beat.
Oh, yes.
So
yes, our Q&A.
It's Q&A type beat time.
Okay, hold on. Let me walk over to my IKEA drawers and pull out my podcast journal.
Thank you for narrating. I really needed that.
You're welcome. Just wanted to let you know what I was doing. And on my Instagram, like, probably a month ago now, I asked my Instagram, my, like, 2 followers that actually pay attention to what I do, to ask us some questions for the podcast. And I got, like, 5 good ones. So we can go back and forth between asking some
fun questions. I'll take it to Pinterest too.
Okay. So our first one is from a beautiful woman named Elizabeth Lane.
Yeah, the fattest girl I know. To be specific.
Yes, true. We need to explain that. Our friend group has a joke where we call each other fat, but we don't actually mean large. We just mean your personality is fat.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, like, a word.
And, like, it's like, personality-wise. Like, you're not...
Yes.
Anybody can be personality fat, you know?
Yeah. Like, be like, oh my gosh, did you hear that Timmy is also in a movie with Zendaya?
That's
so
literally
fat.
The fattest thing I've ever heard. I'm so excited for it.
Exactly.
It means
okay.
You use it in any context you want.
Yeah, like, it doesn't have a specific meaning to us. It just means, yes, fat. Okay, so our first question from Elizabeth Lane. She asks, no.
So, yeah, I think I agree. Yeah, I agree with that one.
Like, it just depends on the day, but really, yeah. I agree with her statement. Okay, next question. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Okay, well,
you will be 25. I will be 24.
Hopefully, well, I'm going to have to go to school for a while if I want to do the job that, if I do the job that I want to do. I want to be a psychiatrist, and that means I'm going to have to go to med school.
Even though you're mentally ill.
And I want to open my own practice, so I'm going to have to go to a lot of school, so hopefully I'll be in med school at that point.
You also hate school, so, like...
But if I hate school, but hopefully when...
Because it stresses you out.
Yeah, but when I'm doing it for something that I'm passionate about, hopefully it will be better.
Okay, true. I see myself actually married to Timothy Chalamet. We'll be living in Paris, and we'll have a cat, and we'll just do that. So that's my 10 years. I'm just kidding. Okay, actually in 10 years, that's so scary to me because I cannot imagine myself as a 24-year-old. I was talking about this with my therapist. She was like, you have so much growing to do. You know, 10 years ago, you were 4. Okay, in 10 years, you'll be 24. Do you remember yourself at 4? No. When you're 24, you will not remember yourself at 14.
Wait, that's actually really scary to think about.
Yeah, that's some advice from my
therapist. That did not help me at all whatsoever. That actually made me want to cry a little.
It's so scary. But anyway, I either want to live, I want to study abroad. This isn't even 10 years. I'll be graduated college at this point. I want to live in New York or somewhere in Europe, I think. Maybe own a coffee shop or a bakery. I feel like that will be cute. I'm not really passionate about much. I really like photography and fashion and stuff like that. So I think maybe something like that would be cool. But I don't know any specifics. I'm kind of just rolling with the homies right now.
Yeah, makes sense.
Taking life as it is.
Yeah, that's like my realistic dream would be to go to be in med school, then open my own practice in New York. That's like my like dream life. I mean, my realistic goal life, med school and stuff.
The thing is, I don't have realistic goals. I have dreams because I'm hopeless romantic and I romanticize everything about life. So I can't really think realistically, but I'll probably end up living on the streets.
Yeah, realistically. My dream life, it would be like when I turn 18, the summer before, I think I'll turn 18. I turned 15 my freshman year, 16.
I'll turn
18 the beginning of my senior year of high school. And so hopefully after high school, I'll move to Italy, not go to college, open either a coffee shop or a bakery, meet an Italian person that I can fall in love with, and then we get married and I run a bakery my whole life or coffee shop, and they are rich.
See, that's what I'm thinking. I'm also thinking a year after you move to Italy, I will graduate college. I mean high school. I will move to you. I will live with you until you marry your Italian man. I will then move to New York. We will visit each other because we're obviously going to be rich. We'll visit each other all the time in Italy and New York. I'll find someone in a coffee shop in New York, and then we will eventually move back to Italy and we'll live next door to each other so our kids can grow up together.
Because I want our kids to have a somewhere in northern Italy summer 1983 type life.
Call me by your name type.
For sure.
Yes. So that's definitely the life I want to give to my children. Even though I don't know if I want kids, but I also feel like I could be a great parent. But I also, the thought of having to raise an actual human being scares
me. That's not the part that scares me. It's the pushing them out of my body part. That part scares me. So I think I do want to adopt.
That scares me a lot.
That there are so many kids in the foster care system.
I think about
I would rather adopt. Maybe I'll have one biological kid, but I kind of want two kids. So,
yeah. I want one or maybe two if I'm feeling a little frisky. I want one just because I feel like it would be cool to have, like, a kid that actually looks like me. Like, imagine having someone that looks... Well, actually, do I want to give them
that torture? I don't. I have to marry a really handsome person then.
Yeah. You also have to make sure their genes are strong. So that... Yeah. I also want to adopt because I do not really want to grow a human inside of my stomach and then...
Pregnancy sounds horrible, honestly.
The scariest thing I've ever seen is a giraffe giving birth.
Oh my god, they have to fall like 8 feet. It's like, scary. It's terrifying. They do it while they're standing really up. Scary. I've seen the video.
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad. Oh.
It makes me want to throw up thinking about it. We have to switch topics. Next question.
Okay. What's your strongest opinion no one can change your mind about? This one's a deep one.
Ooh, that is tough.
I just feel like I'm so passionate. Well, I said it, like, a few minutes ago. I'm not passionate about much career-wise. Like, I don't really have, like, a main hobby. But I am passionate about, like, a lot of other things. Like, people getting treated equally and being able to express themselves.
Yeah, agreed.
Like, in their own way without... anyone hating, because like we're our own people. Like, I don't want to get angry, but like,
yeah,
you know, yeah. But what would you say?
Yeah, definitely. Like equal rights for everybody,
for literally everyone. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a main one. I think that just covers, like, a lot of, like, it's a wide range, but it covers a lot of...
Yeah, it covers all the important things that need to be covered, I feel like. Well, not all of them, but...
Yes. Yes.
Yes, majority. A lot, yeah.
Majority? Yes. Okay. Maybe we can go into that again on another podcast at a deeper level. If you could have... My gosh, I cannot read. Okay. If you could have one wish come true, what would it be?
That I would never have to worry about money.
Yes, that's a good one. Because that's one of my biggest fears for my future is moving out and not having enough money to, like, buy groceries.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Like, because that just scares me so bad. But another wish is that it kind of goes along with the money thing, like having the life I've romanticized for myself, and like even though it probably will not happen, like I just wish that like the life of my dreams in Italy will come true. So Mr. G, please come grant my wishes.
Yeah,
I'm eating a blueberry again.
Yummy.
Some ASMR for you. Okay, last question I have from my Instagram. How sexy is everyone on a scale of 1 to sexy?
I'd say maybe like 4 or 5.
It depends on
the day. It always depends on the day for sure.
Like depends if you're having a good day, bad day, if you wanna, I don't know. I feel like we're a solid 5.
Yeah. I never want to rate anybody sexy, you know, because how, it's
how
do you know when you've reached that point, you know?
It's all a matter of your inner feelings of yourself and how confident you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I live by that.
Okay. Do you have
any questions? Okay, I didn't write them down, so I don't know if I close the app, will it continue recording?
I think so, because I went to text you when it kept
recording. Oh, true, it did. Okay, yeah, I'm going to close the app. Okay.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, let me go to our joint Pinterest board where we saved some questions. Guys, if you don't have a joint Pinterest board with your best friend, what are you doing?
We have multiple.
Yeah, we have 3.
Yeah, one with Lane and Annalie. one.
Just each other.
Just us. Before I met Wayne and Annalie. And then our podcast.
OMG, our first Pinterest board started as inspiration for our book that we're going to make. Our picture book. Remember? That's another thing. Yeah. I don't know if you know how Louis Vuitton has, like, travel photography books.
This started the last time we hung out.
In November. We went into a Louis Vuitton store, and they had the California travel photography book out. And we were like, we got to make one of these. And then we saved inspiration pictures. And now I own that book. Yeah. I got it for Christmas. So that's the only Louis Vuitton
I own. I have a fake Louis Vuitton bag I got from the streets of New York. And I remember when I first got it, I posted on my story to try and, like, prank everyone. And every single person slid up and said, that is fake. I know your mother.
That is so true.
Everyone just knows me so well, it's kind of hard to prank anyone nowadays. Oh my gosh, speaking of pranks, Lane, Elizabeth, our friend, pranked me so good. So basically, I just started talking to them, like, the start of quarantine. Lucy was like, I want you to meet my best friends so that we can all be best friends. And Lucy kind of was like, when worlds collide, you know?
When worlds collide.
And so
you can run, but no can I.
So basically, I was on FaceTime with Jess Lane, just trying to get some bonding. And, you know, I was just asking her questions. I was like, so, do you have any siblings? Because I feel like that's something that you have to know about someone. And apparently she went to text Lucy and Annalie, and she's like,
she said, if Haley asks, I have an older brother named Cameron in college.
The thing is, Lane has an older sister.
Her name's Julianne. Yeah.
That lives with her. She does not have a brother in college at all. So she told me about this brother she had, and I was like, okay, cool, I have a brother too. Like, you know, I had nothing to question that she didn't ever slip.
Because, like, why is that something you would lie about, you know? Like, for what reason?
Exactly. Like, if anything, you would lie, like, about your height. I have met some guys that have lied about their height.
Yeah. I know the one.
We know who I'm talking about. So, like, I just, like, I'm like, no one would lie about something like that. And, like, why? Like, it's not something to hide. She made up this whole story that she was sad her brother wasn't coming home for quarantine. I felt so bad. I wrote her a letter that I now have to throw away and write a new one.
She texted just me and Annalie separately. Haley did. Texted just me and Annalie and said, like, I feel so bad about Lane's brother. Like, I think we should send her, like, a package, like a little care package or something. Because, like...
No, that was Annalie. No, Annalie texted me. And she was like, Because then I was like, okay, if Annalie feels bad too, I'm like, she's obviously not lying. Like, oh my god.
We really got you so good. We did.
You really got me. And then it was like a week after April Fool's, you guys told me. And
we weren't planning on ever telling you. Like, we were just going to let you go. Let you live your life thinking Lane has an older brother named Cameron.
Lane had a brother. And it's such a random thing to lie about. But they really got me, and when they told me...
And we were, like, my jaw dropped. On the group chat that I had with just Lane and Annalie, like, before we all became friends, we were like, what should he major in? Like, which college should he go to? Like, NYU too unbelievable? Like, we should pick, like, a smaller college, maybe? And then, like, planned his whole life. And we were like, this is, like, Lane has a couple pictures with one of our older boy cousins. Like, we can send her that or something. Like, this is what he, like, we really went all in.
Lane almost, on National Siblings Day, she said she almost posted a stock photo of someone as Happy Siblings Day. But she was like, there are too many people that know my sister and they're going to be so confused.
Yeah.
But I feel betrayed. I can't believe anything they say to me anymore. Also, that same day, I found out Annalie died.
That's when we decided we weren't going to tell you. But then when Annalie pranked you about her hair, we were like, we might as well just tell her about Lane's brother, too.
Yeah. Well, because the thing is, my first response to her dyeing her hair was like, that kind of looks a little Eddie did, and I was like, are you pranking us? And then Lucy and Lane were hyping her up, so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna hype her up too. Like, I don't want to feel, I don't want to be mean, obviously. You guys prank me so much, and I'm so gullible. Because there's
we're never not thinking of pranks to do on you.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I don't have anyone that lives near me to back me up on stuff like this. You guys all live near each other. I don't, so. That's our fun story. Okay, do you have any questions?
Yeah. If you, what's one word that your life is dedicated to, that you live for? Just one word that describes what you live for.
Okay. Holy moly.
I have mine. I have mine in my brain.
Okay. Okay. Say yours first.
I was just thinking happiness. Because that's really all I feel like I need in life.
That's true. At the end of the day, like, obviously we need food and money and all that, but at the end of the day, when you're living on the streets,
that's what's really important. You just want to be happy. If you're happy, your life should be okay.
Yeah. That did not give me any inspiration. I did not have... bro, I don't even know. What? I'm trying to look around my room for, like, anything. I don't know. That's so hard. I don't want there to be any, like, blank space. Because we're not editing this, obviously. Yeah. This is full...
Plus, we don't really know how to edit it, so...
Truth. Yeah. Exactly. I would say... Trying to drag this out. I would... Okay. I kind of got one. This one's kind of basic, but kind of...
Yeah, that's good.
Be nice to everyone. You never know what's going on in someone's life. If you meet someone on the street, smile at them.
Yeah.
You know? Help someone if they drop something on the sidewalk. Just
be nice. Treat people with kindness.
Treat people with kindness.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, we really do. Masterminds. That was so good. Yeah. And I live by that. So that one's probably my word.
Okay. Do you believe the way that we dress affects how we think?
Yes. Okay. I feel like this, I feel like my outfit affects my mood all the time. Like, if I'm in an outfit I really love, I'll feel super happy and super confident. If I'm in, like, my favorite pair of sweatpants and my favorite sweatshirt, I will feel so cozy. And, like, I will just be in that cozy, at home, watching a movie mindset. If I'm in an outfit that's uncomfortable, I will be in a bad mood.
Comfortable?
What's the word? Yes. Being comfortable is key. But yes, I feel like my outfits affect my mood very much.
Do you think, I agree with that, but do you think that if you see somebody else and you don't like their outfit, is it going to change your perception of them?
Oh, okay. I don't know. See, like, it depends on, like, the person. Like, if I see Beyonce in a bad outfit, I don't care. It's Beyonce. She can wear whatever, and she will still be Beyonce. But, like, if I see some crusty guy from my school wearing a neon green t-shirt and neon orange Nike shorts, yeah, I'm not gonna like it.
Yeah, I you think... know?
Like, it kind of depends on what you already know about the person.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think, because first impressions, like, they exist. They're real, yeah.
Matter. Yes. Even if you don't want to believe them, they do. Like,
it's like, to school every single day, I literally wore jeans to school, I think, twice. I wore sweatpants or leggings and a different sweatshirt every single day. And, I don't know what the meaning of telling you this is, but I choose comfort over, like, fashion all the time. But yeah, when I see other people wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt to school, you know, like, I don't, that doesn't lower my, whatever, lower my, what's the word that I'm trying to think of? Lower my,
thoughts?
Like, how I think of them. But if I see someone who's trying trying to make a cute outfit, and I think it's not cute, I might be like, oh, that's ugly in my head. And then I'm like, wait, they wore that because they probably like it.
They thought it, they were,
and I'm proud of them for that.
Yes. Yes. But it also depends on, like, where you are. Like, at school,
yeah,
I don't care what you wear. Like, at school, I don't care what you wear. But, like, if you're, bro, I can't even think of, like, let's say, bro, I don't even know. Like, let's say, like, a big event. I don't know what kind of event. An important event. Like, a first interview. You don't want to show up to an interview in a greasy t-shirt and ripped sweatpants.
Yeah.
Because you probably won't get...
I know you do.
I have a ripped... Yeah. I ripped them on FaceTime with you. So... Yeah, but, like, you'll probably not get the job because there will probably be someone in there, like, wearing a pantsuit and a full face makeup. So I think it all just depends on where you are and what you're wearing as well. Because, like, if you're wearing, like, sweatpants to school, see, I had a uniform at school for, like,
five years
at my old school. So I didn't really get to choose what I get to wear until next year. I will probably most likely end up wearing sweatpants most of the days. So if I'm wearing sweatpants and I see someone in an actual outfit, I'll be proud of them. If I'm wearing sweatpants and I see someone else in sweatpants, high five, bro. We're in this together.
Booyah, baby. Okay.
Booyah.
I have one more question from our Pinterest board. Do you think it's easier to hate or love?
I honestly think it's
that's harder what I was thinking. Yeah.
To love. Because it's so easy to hate someone. Like, based on, like, especially, like, first appearances or, like, first impressions, like, the first thing that they say to you or stuff like that. Like, I don't like most people. I'm just going to say that. Most people, I don't like their vibes. I don't like the vibe they give off, the energy. I only keep people that I really
Yeah, and I think, like, that's actually a problem for me that I do that.
Me too, because I cut off a lot of people and then I end up lonely every single night in bed. And we wonder why I'm homeschooled right now. Well, everyone's homeschooled right now. But I actually do online school, like, overall. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that for sure.
It's definitely easier to... It's harder to find someone that you connect with and love.
Because I feel like I hold such high standards for like, I feel like I only say I love you to a very select few people, my family and my closest friends. I feel like love is, like, such a strong word, yeah. But strong I word. Say, like, I hangs all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if I don't feel genuine hatred, I'm just going to say, like, oh, I hate this, even if I don't.
Yes. Yes. Me too. And it's definitely a problem. Probably.
This is why we this podcast therapy. Is my therapy now. Hopefully my dad doesn't listen to this. Just kidding. Yeah. Love you, Dad.
This is free therapy. Minus $50 every session, so... Yeah, I get this
Caroline, thank you so much.
I can be your therapist. You're welcome. Therapy Zoom calls are not my favorite right now, but you do what you gotta do when you're mentally ill. So exactly. we're about to hit the 40-minute mark. Is that how long we want to make our podcast, or do we have any?
The one thing that we didn't talk about that I wrote down is the One Direction reunion. But if we don't have a lot of time to talk about it, I don't know. Like, I won't be able to be quiet once I start talking about it, because that is one thing that I'm so passionate about.
Okay, I think we should just into it and make this our ending topic. One Direction reunion this year.
Yes, July 23rd.
10-year anniversary, correct? Yes. Okay, Lucy is one of the people, like, I like One Direction. I remember having a poster when I was in first grade. I love One Direction. I listen to their solo stuff, you know?
I'm a diehard fan. Every
single thing.
I have been Niall since day one. I'm a Niall, like, girl.
I've also been Harry since day one.
And so Niall's solo music, I think, is also my favorite. Harry is a close second. Then Louis. I can't rank the boys. Sorry, I know that, but
yeah. Harry tells the way that Harry has always been my number one says a lot about my taste.
Kind of curly, always long brown hair. That is a reoccurring pattern.
You know, yeah.
Also, the very feminine, which is, we stand. But we are not toxic stands. We love and support all the boys. Liam's new song that just came out, Midnight, I love it so much. I have listened to it on repeat the past day and a half since it came out. Actually, it came out 4 days ago or something, I don't know. It is so good. Zayn, I have been listening to... Okay, in quarantine, I've watched Aladdin, like, so many times, and he did the end track. So you've been listening
to his,
Whole New World. So good. I've been listening to that so much, because they're just so talented. And once I start talking about One Direction, I just cannot stop. I can't.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But, how accurate do you think
I watched another Liam interview, and he said that Liam keeps spilling stuff that he's apparently not supposed to be spilling, because he was like, I can't really say anything anymore because I think Louis will beat me up in the group chat again. He did come at me in the group chat once. And so it's like, but he said there's nothing that like this, these, he said four or five boys. But then he also said, sorry, I'm talking, my brain is moving faster than my mouth. I don't
It's okay, you can ramble.
I think it's just gonna be the four boys, not Zayn, and I think that's for the best, because you could tell that Zayn was just unhappy in the, and that's okay. I fully not support as him, and I just love all the boys so much, and I've never been more excited in my entire life about something, because One Direction just holds such a special place in my heart. Yes, my parents told me that there's no way that I'm not going, no matter what. Like, I have to go, or else my life will not be fulfilled.
Will end. We also, I was about to say something. Oh, yes, about Zayn not being in it. I feel like it will be just the four of them, and then if anything, maybe he'll have a special appearance.
Maybe on July 23rd.
Sometime. Maybe.
But Liam did say, he said, I've been in contact with all the boys. The only one who I haven't really talked to, or none of us have communicated with recently, is Zayn. And I think that is probably the way that he wants it. And, he also said that there was never any bad blood between any of the boys.
I feel like they're all still
I just
so
want to know what the name of the group chat doors. Is it One Direction? Is it? That's what I've been thinking about that forever. What is the name of their group chat? Are we?
We're really
we
funny.
We are. Last
pranks?
Okay, basically I can't process. My brain isn't going, because they literally, that's the only thing I ever think about anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping that my expectations aren't too high.
Yeah, because I feel like if July 23rd passes and we don't get anything, we're going to be so upset.
Yeah, my life will fall apart. But did you see, yesterday, Yeah, like probably like 24 hours ago, the UK X Factor YouTube posted 10 years ago. Like, why did they post that now?
Oh, I did.
Like, what was the reason? Because I did have like, a little panic attack. What? A little bit. Because mm-hmm. why would they post that now? Mm-hmm. And then I was trying to think, is it Simon Cowell who is behind it? Or do they just know what's going on? Simon Everybody's Cowell. Talking about a One Direction reunion and they're trying to get clout, you know? So it's hard to figure out.
That could also... There's so many different
Yeah, and like, I just pray, I really pray that James Corden is going to be the one hosting the reunion and not Simon Cowell. Because...
I hope he does it.
The Jonas like Brothers, yes, agreed.
Jonas Brothers. That was so good. He's also... James Corden is my favorite talk show host. I will go on about James Corden so much. He's my favorite man ever. Uh-huh. I watch him when I'm sad. He makes me smile. He is just such a fangirl about everyone so that iconic. Goes on his show. I love him. Mm-hmm. And he is such a big fan of Harry. I feel like...
Yeah.
I feel like he has to. And if he doesn't, I will be very
And I just... Sad. I can't... So... You know, I don't know if the people listening know as much about One Direction as we do, but
probably not.
Yeah, Modest Management, the management that they were on, and when they were One Direction, the 10-year contract ended a couple like a month ago, maybe.
Ended.
And that was heartbreaking to me. But then I started hearing rumors about a reunion, and I just hope to God, I pray that they are not. Going to be returning with Modest Management. Management was so bad
because what was the tea with them? They can't like they couldn't really say much. Like even if like the main thing I
yeah they were not the stuff allowed Larry, to express themselves at all.
Even if Harry. Oh, I'm so sad for Harry.
He was. Like Harry he literally was he talked so about much. Recently of how like he wanted to paint his nails, but he couldn't. Just little things like that. Like and now he always has his nails painted. You know. But the fact that they turned off Niall's microphone so much, like, and in Up All Night he literally only had a minute of solos, a minute in all of Up All Night, and Niall Horan is still with Modest Management. And that makes me cry. Like, why?
For their reunion, if they have one, I really hope they go with someone else so that Niall can... I want him to do a whole song by himself. That's it. And I want Harry to be able to express himself. Like I don't want them to have, like, specific, like, costumes or anything. Like, just let them do what they want to do. Their fan base is big enough that no matter what they do, there will be people coming to their shows.
So, okay, that was literally 8 minutes of just One Direction. Me rambling, that probably didn't make any sense. But
It's okay. We can call this one one rambling.
Oh, I forgot we're going to have to come up with a title.
Yeah. Yeah. We can't even come up with a name for our actual podcast. How so are we going to do this? Ugh.
Yeah, and I also can't remember what happened in the first take, second take, and third take, so I don't remember what I talked about and what I didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, we'll work on it.
I think we'll come up with it eventually. Mm-hmm. Hot Girl Summer and One Direction Reunion.
Okay.
That sums it up.
Wait, can we finish it at exactly, like, 49? So, because that will make me happy. So, we have 20 more seconds. Yeah, that means... make you happy?
Okay. Okay, so I guess we can end it out now.
Wait.
Right?
We have 7, 6, 5...
Wait.
4, 3, 2,
5, 4,
1...